Were you happy this week at least that there was an opportunity for a guy to have the pressure free throws at the end of the game with a chance to tie or win?
Yeah, and he was great with the pressure too. And sometimes the ball goes in, sometimes it doesn't. And you saw the first two, bang, bang. Third one didn't go in. But we say it because it's true. You know, the game was about the last 5 minutes, our transition defense, and loose balls and offensive rebounds. We just gave them extra possessions. You know, it was that simple, and you know, that puts more pressure on our offense too. We were playing good defense. That part was unfortunate.
No, kind of piggybacking on the last 5 minutes, you go up 86-82 with 4:30 remaining. Didn't score again until Gordon's two free throws. Was it more you guys not executing on offensively, or was it more that kind of Memphis kind of just locked down in that stretch?
You know, I thought they played it. You know, we got some good shots. You know, I mean, we had some clean looks. And, you know, obviously, they had a lot to do with it. You know, that's one of the best defensive teams in the league. And I think playing well, and so. Is it probably a little both. I mean, they didn't score either. So it was one of those games where you just bump and grind, and you know, down the fourth quarter. But that was the kind of game that I was hopeful we'd be in. You know, obviously, we'd love to win it, but that's the experience we want, that opportunity to compete.
Bryce Cotton getting a lot of minutes replacing Trey. I mean, it's not the first time, but he also got a career high tonight. How do you think he played, and then what do you think he adds to your game, especially in transition, he seems like you as well?
Yeah, I mean, he's quick. I think the thing, I mean, I told him before one timeout when I thought he passed up. You know, when he gets a clean look, I want him to shoot it. You know, they go under, I want him to shoot it. That, he's a really good shooter. And I've seen him in practice. You know, we've put him through the 100 shots, 100 threes, and so there, I have a lot of confidence in him doing that. And so I thought his buckets were opportune when he got them, and we had a good stretch of pick and roll and transition in that second quarter, and he was a big part of the reason.
And then I also wanted to ask, with regards to the free throws, there have been a lot of games where you guys, maybe if you make a couple more free throws, you win the game. Is that at all a concern for you, or in practice, would you rather work on other things, spend your time more wisely, I guess?
Well, the assumption there is we're not working on free throws, so. I think not only have we had guys that individually have had streaks where they, struggle a little bit, and those guys consistently have bounced back, but that collectively, I think some of that is youth, and rookies and second-year guys, and because those are new situations. There's pressure involved in those shots, maybe more so than the shot in the flow of the game. I don't think that's the case with Gordon or Fave, but we work on them collectively. We work on them individually. I feel like our guys are fairly confident up there, but we haven't made them. There's been some games where we haven't made them. So it's obviously, I wouldn't say it's a concern, like a overriding thing, but I certainly it's something that we look at and we'll continue to work on.
One of the really fun matchups, game within the game, was Rudy and Marc Gasol. I know that you focus on just everything, but what were you seeing out of...
You don't know that I focus on everything?
I said, I know that you focus on everything during the game, but what were you seeing out of those two?
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's why, he's arguably the best player, in his position in the game, and one of the top players in the game across any position, because he can do so many things. So, when they use him in a pick-and-pop situation, and you're trying to defend the dribble, you're getting back to him. Rudy was in a lot of closeout situations. I thought that, he's got to react to that because he's 7 feet tall and shoots the ball up here. So I think the adjustment for Rudy was getting closer to him. But that's hard when a guy shoots the ball from above their head and he can also put it on the floor and pass it. So again, a good opportunity for Rudy. People are ready to play Rudy, especially centers. I mean, same to Brook Lopez, and Marks. He's ready to go. And they're not intimidated, and they're great players. And hopefully that can be a level that Rudy can reach. And for right now, too, I mean, I have a lot of confidence in Rudy making plays defensively. I thought he did a good job. You know, those shots were tough shots.
Just quick tonight, 27 points for Gordon, kind of a nice bounce back game for him. Thoughts on his performance, how he played in the flow of the game tonight?
I thought he played great. You know, I thought he played great defensively. He had different matchups. He attacked in transition. There really wasn't anything he didn't do offensively. When he comes out of the game early and aggressive, it's, I really like that, even if he misses a few, because I feel like eventually he gets there. But I just liked what I saw. You know, he's got to punish people that they're going under on him in screen situations, and I just have a lot of faith and confidence in him. I was proud of him tonight, you know.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.